The following episode is brought to you by Poison City Brewing, proud makers of Durban Poison Cannabis Lager, the beer that invites you to live your poison.
So today, you've got myself, Nasipe, and you've got Uandile, who are going to be your host today for the show. Yeah. We're excited to have you on and to finally do this interview, as it's been a long time coming. And we're super excited to have you on the show, Bruce. So just let the people know who you are, what you do, and we'll basically take it from there.
I'm also happy to have this interview with you all. My name is Tito Tandy, all the way from New Orleans. I'm a rapper, hip-hop artist, a songwriter. Yeah.
And when you say that you're a rapper, G, how long have you been doing this for, man? When did it all start for you?
I was rapping from the age of 11. I think I was in grade 6, I think. Then I dropped my first song when I was 13. It's more than 10 years I've been rapping.
Yeah, so when you started rapping around grade 6, who were your biggest influences?
50 Cent. Even now, I still look up to him. He inspired me like to get on this thing, rap music, and like started writing my own songs.
So as you were starting out writing these lyrics and listening and being inspired by these big guys, were your family members supportive of the type of thing you were inspired to do now?
At first they didn't, but now they do. Now they're supportive. At first they didn't, especially my father.
Mm.
But I understand from his point of view.
When your father was not supportive at that age, were you like, I want to do music as a hobby because I'm loving it? Or were you like, nah, when I finish school, I want to be an artist, like, fully?
It wasn't a hobby, dog. Like, I knew from the day I started doing my own songs, this is the thing, this is my life, and this is the way I like to live. It's no offense, but I don't like working for another man. Like, because I know I've got a career and I'm talented. I believe I should work more on that. So from day one, I knew this is what I wanted. I wanted to be an artist. And my father didn't like that.
Yeah. So when you say that you mentioned there that you don't like working for another man and this is a career for you, and considering that we're in South Africa at the moment, how sustainable is it coming from someone who has made this a career, someone who doesn't need a 9-to-5 or doesn't need to work for anyone? How would you say it's been sort of being a hip hop artist and having this being a sustainable career? Has it been sustainable for you?
No, it depends, man. But I say that because, like, I believe if you work for another man and you don't like you go to the work, you don't feel comfortable, and like you work but you're doing something you don't like, I believe you should do what you like so you don't feel the work.
Yeah, so basically if we're looking at, you know, the young people who are looking up at artists like yourself who are doing hip hop and are basically saying that it's always best to just do what you love and all that, you know, financially for them, you know, what advice would you give them, considering that the South African market is a very difficult one to sort of penetrate as a hip hop artist, because the people that are eating are mainly the people at the top who are getting the gigs, who are constantly on TV, you know, who are constantly on the radio. So for you as a person who decided, I'm not going to work, I'm going to make this a full-time thing, as a person who is good at their craft and is trying to reach out to even more people, you know, what advice would you give the youngins in terms of how to sustain this and make it a financially viable thing? Okay. How do you keep afloat from month to month in terms of finances as a hip-hop artist?
You must put your soul and tears on it, dog. You see? And you must know, you must use what you got. You see, a lot of artists, a lot of rappers, you can hear them complaining about studios, about fancy studios. I know I'm not getting that much of money, so I won't waste money on, like, going for fancy studios, shooting for fancy videos. Use what you got, and eventually someone will see your talents or you see the wave and you'll jump or she will jump on it. And you must always be consistent. Go to studios, try to make songs, record your music and release your music. Don't just record music and keep it in studio. No one will listen to the music. You must record and release the music.
I want to find out, bro. let's say at the stage where you weren't making money from the music, how were you able to then produce a product that is in a level that'll get you to get the money? Because I feel like you should have some sort of financial backing to package your product in a way. You know, how were you getting the money before you started getting a bit of cash from the music?
My mom used to support me a lot. She used to give me cash to studio, and I used to the side grinds at the shops, get the cash and go to studio. You know, when you're working there, you're not there forever. You're just there for the cash so you can keep the thing moving.
So it would be advisable to then maybe have a side job grind that you do along with making music. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. You have to have a side grind. You have to get the money, because nowadays, like when you're there, like when you want to push your music, I won't lie, you do need capital. We pay for the promoters, like to promote the songs when you drop the songs, and for the videos. And now, it's not like when we started. Studio time used to be 50 rand those days. Now a studio session is 300 rand. Mm-hmm. So you need a side grind to push your music.
So with you, you know, as a person who's been doing this for 10 years now, that's a very long time for someone to be doing something. You know, people may even consider you a master of your craft, considering that you've been doing this for 10 years. So, you know, for you, what sort of keeps you consistent? What keeps you going?
My family, my friends, but mostly myself. I believe in myself and I don't give up easily, because I know one day you all come right. It's only a matter of time until it happens.
But you know, when you say that, I know that one day it will come right. Is it not all right at the moment? What is the definition of one day it will be all right? Where is it that you want to see yourself? Then consider yourself to be in a place where you're all right at that point.
Yeah, when I'm financially stable, when my music is paying me well, like I don't really like care about the fame. As long as my craft is pushing and I'm getting money off it, and I'm able to support the family and support the grind as well. Mm. So that's my one day when I'm financially stable.
Mm. Okay. So what are some of the challenges that you faced in the 10 years that you've been making music?
Like I said, a studio sometimes can be expensive. Like, I remember one year, I recorded like two songs in one year. I didn't have money to go to studio. I couldn't even record it because I was supposed to drop an EP in like two years. But I keep pushing the EP and I dropped it last year because I got the side grind. And switching up on new niggas you trust, niggas I've worked with. But through that, I didn't back down. I still did my thing, went to studio, did my videos, did my songs, keep my grind, and now things are coming slowly, and hopefully next year they'll be better than this year.
The switching up, bro, was it not because of girls?
Some of it, dog.
So you guys were fighting over girls?
No, dog, I don't know. Niggas were fighting over girls, dog, no. I don't fight over girls, dog. It was a small issue, but niggas made it a drama.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about that drama, bro. What happened there with your crew?
No, it wasn't my crew exactly. It was niggas I used to rap with. It was a house party, and niggas called some girls. They came through. Later the night, I took one girl, which niggas they called, and there was a drama. I think one of the niggas was, like, dating the girl I took.
So you started this drama then?
No, but I didn't know. I went to the nigga and then I told her, I didn't know. You can like take your girl and there's no stress. Cause it was a party. You know, when you like you lit and you're enjoying yourself and there's girls, and you mix up with girls. I don't know who's dating who and who, but they made it a big thing.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. It's crazy the things that happen. It's just very weird that all of this boiled over to the music making side of things. You know, just focusing on you and your career, where exactly are you from?
I'm located in New Orleans West.
Yeah, and how would you say the music scene is that side, especially the hip hop scene, considering that you guys already have some great artists that side?
I scored online, niggas are supportive. the artists are pushing each other. The talent is, there's so many talents inside. The artists are they're pushing and we're supporting each other. That's one thing I love about Newlands artists.
Have you worked with any other Durban artists?
Yeah, I've worked with a group called Carrie SI from Pinetown, MC Reggie, Retro. I just dropped a song with Retro. We used to go to the same high school, Retro, me and Retro, in 2013. But I didn't know he was a rapper at that time. And when I met him in studio in Musgrave. I was recording a track with MC Reggie at that time. He sent me his songs, gave him my songs. And this year, last year, and I gave him a beat last year. I told him we should like do a song together. And this year, January, like we went to the studio. It was my first time writing a studio, writing a song in studio. He told me, no, let's do it. Let's go to studio and play the beats and let's record the song. The jam came nice. And the song is like doing so much, it's pushing. And it's also in my EP that I'm dropping this year.
Oh, so that EP that you're going to be dropping in 2021, I'm pretty sure your fans are super excited about that one. So just tell us a bit more about that one. You know, how many tracks is it going to be? We know Retro is going to be featured as one of the features on the EP. Do you have anyone else that you've featured? How long did it take you to make this whole EP come together? You know, just dive in on it.
I'm also super excited about it. Yeah, I won't lie. I can't wait to drop it. It is Retro, there's Trevor Anderson, there's also Dan Avenue, and there's 10 songs on the EP. It took me 8 months because I dropped an EP last year, June. After I dropped the EP, I just got an inspiration, like I need to do another EP. I took the inspiration from the EP I dropped last year, because the EP I dropped last year, it was my first EP, a Dandy World EP. I was like basically introducing myself to my fans, who I am. And when I was doing the EP, like I've gained a lot of experience on like how to handle songs, how to handle the whole project. And I got the inspiration to say I should drop the EP with 10 songs. And the title of the EP is the Composure EP.
Why did it take you 9 years to introduce yourself to your fans?
I won't lie. Sometimes I was playing around too, because I did music and I used to like I played around, you know, things we do, but got myself back and I went back to studio and recorded. Because the 2 years, I think I was not doing music. I was always focusing on the bad things, but I grew and went back to the music. I didn't want to rush people with a body of work. Even when I dropped my EP last year, I dropped 2 singles in a row. Then I dropped the EP.
You mentioned you were focused on bad things. Oh, what type of bad things?
I used to party a lot, dog. I used to party a lot, and that time I thought I was cool, but I saw that everything, dog, even the music, I lost the focus on the music, because weekend to weekend, all I thought about that get bad is you go to the like 2 hours parties.
Would you say that you've taken those 2 years where you were just going all out and partying? Would you say you've taken a piece of that and it has sort of shaped you to be the person that you are today? Can we expect some of those elements that you went through and the lessons that you learned during that time to also make an appearance or have an influence on the music that you make?
Hopefully, Doug. Hopefully, it can. But those 2 years I went through, like I learned a lot. And in the songs I'm going to do, I will talk about it.
Are there any Durban artists that you'd like to work with in future? Like artists that you got your eye on and be like, oh, this guy is dope.
Well, P.A. Fangalo Eyes. Yeah, I was supposed to do a song with the homie, but
What one thing that I feel is very important in order to know who someone is to dig deeper into their name. So what is it behind your particular name? Is that like a nickname? How did it come about?
Yeah, you can say it's a nickname. When you're dating someone and like, I'm going to call him, you know what? I want to call you Tito. Why Tito? And he told me, no, Tito, it's a boy's special name, a creative boy. And he told me, that and that, and I liked the name. And when I started rapping, and I was looking for a stage name, and Tito just came to my mind, Tito. Candy, it was a name that came from the homies for always rocking the clean swag all the time, in appearance. Like, I love fashion, dog. I decided to put the name together, Tito Dandy.
I want to know about this name, Tito, since you were given it by your ex. Is it not like a reminder? Is it the ex you don't mind thinking about still?
No, dog, I'm so cool. I don't mind, dog. I don't mind.
So if you had to pop tomorrow, and you basically start earning royalties and all that, would your ex be entitled to some of that, considering that she gave you that name?
I am born, dog, but we can talk about it. I don't know.
Hey, so now obviously there's we're going through a very transitional time with lockdown being a thing, and we all living in a room where everything has just been very different, and we've had to adapt. I always said on Slide Underground, we had to adapt and go more the online route, and it has helped us sort of, you know, grow in that kind of way. So with you, what are some of the challenges that you've encountered being an artist under the whole lockdown era?
Hey. First, challenge, dog, when I dropped the EP. If they know, once I dropped the EP, mustn't get perform. And they looked down every long bamba. So EP, I'm like, I perform on lives on YouTube and Instagram. If you remember the lockdown in Sakala, music in J, entertainment, it be valid like for like a good 5 months. Like in a colonial lighting about us. So Gunzi, my dog, it was hard. But you know, it's cast there, so until there. I went to studio, recorded my songs, I grew my style studio, made more songs. I decided to do those cast days and give it indoors and make more music.
Is your music registered?
Yeah, dog, it's registered as Sam Bro.
Tell the people how important it is to register your music and which organizations to register the music with.
It's important to register the music. Because of I'm a rice dog and the royalties. One day, maybe in a taxi, you can hear your music is playing. You can hear your own lyrics on the song. You can like go to Samro and you can talk to them and they can like work it out for you.
Shout out to you for being a good example on that there. Earlier, you mentioned that you've worked with the likes of MC Reggie, Trevor Anderson, Retro, 2020 Beastin, and all of that there. You know, so having worked with those kinds of artists in studio, you know, what has that experience sort of taught you, you know, about sort of making music as a whole?
No, it taught me a lot of things, because if I remember MC Reggie, I'm 7 years old now, 2015, and MC Reggie is a cool dude. He used to invite me to his crib like before almost through the session. And to like make me comfortable in the mic, because there's a difference when you're rapping, when you're rapping recording, you need that confidence. And recording with those artists, it helped me to build my confidence more in studio.
Considering that we are in 2021, you know, what are the plans? You do have an EP that's coming out, you know, give us a date on that as well. But mainly, what else do you have in store for everyone who's a Tito Dandy fan at this point?
I'm not sure about the date at the moment. Videos are coming. Documentary is also coming too. Yeah, when I'm done with the EP, I'm gonna drop the documentary. And I'm planning on dropping at least 2 videos this year.
No, that's a really good plan to have, man. Like, I feel even people who have been following you, it would be really nice to see that documentary. Tell us a bit more about that, actually. Who's going to be shooting? What is it going to be focusing on?
I talked to my boy Pila Villegas. He do my music video. He's sourcing the city about me, about telling the people who I am and so AGP and the challenges I go through every day and the hustle as well.
No, that's I feel like it's something special to have, getting that sort of insight on an artist, and it's something that we don't really see when it comes to artists in Durban and going that route. So I for one, am looking forward to that, you know. So basically to people who've been listening to this and to people who have been following your journey and have been supporting you, you know, what would you like to say to those people right now? This is your opportunity to reach out to them.
Before I even say something, dog, can it please like support me? I'm nominated for my awards. OT1 Awards. I'm very grateful for the support, especially the ladies who like who post my songs, they do the videos and post the songs on stories, the promoters and the supporters and the homies. There's no words I can explain, but I'm grateful for the support. Without you, the music we're making is nothing.
Hey, that is very beautiful, man. I think that point that you touched on before, reaching out to the people as well, you know, where can we sort of vote for you for the Earthy One Awards? What are the numbers? What do you have to do? How much does it cost? Let us know.
SMS 35029031010 Dandy. Shout out to the Sludge Underground. That's alternative for inviting me to this interview, dog. I'm grateful. I'm honored to be part of the interview today. Oh, and yeah, shout out to the homies for the support. And the homies I'm working with on the EP.
That is solid, my bro. We'd like to thank you as well for reaching out. We always appreciate, you know, having a conversation with artists in general and just listening to their craft, regardless of where they are and where they're from. So this was, you always learn something from everyone you meet. So it's been a real honor for us. And I think it would be best for us to just let the people know where they can get in touch with you on social media if they want to reach out. What are your handles? What are your emails? Give us everything.
Well. My email address is tdandy22@gmail.com. Instagram account at tdandyworld. And for Twitter too, is tdandyworld. Facebook is tdandyguala.
And obviously, if you're listening to this episode, you're tuning in probably on SoundCloud, Apple Music, or basically Spotify. We are at Sludge Underground Podcast, and obviously on social media, Instagram at Sludge Underground, Facebook at Sludge Underground, on Twitter at Sludge031. As for myself, it's at Zwane031 on absolutely everything. Andile, who are you online?
Facebook, I am Andile Lunati Pila Matonzi. Instagram, it's at Lunati_drops. Twitter, it's at Lunati_drops, and the Lunati has a double I.
Thank you to everyone that's tuned into this episode. Don't forget to basically click that link in bio everywhere that you see us on Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. You can have access to our merchandise, access to all the latest episodes, and yeah, everything Sludge Underground. Don't forget to vote for Tito Dandy as well on the 031 Awards. He's doing great things. He's got an EP coming out later in the year, something to look forward to, in a documentary as well. So, man, there's big things coming from Tito. Keep a lookout on his pages. Keep a lookout on our pages. And until next time, it's bye for now. I don't even try to pretend. I mean, know you so pretentious. Why you wildin' out? Yeah. Look at the fuck out of my section. That can happen. I don't need a lot of pressure. Ain't can tell me somebody's going.
Elevate, you ain't gotta hesitate, you just gotta feel the taste. Me, I will live my dreams, you